Hello, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me, Sharad Kutan. Health Director General Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah recently labelled detention centres, including prisons, as high-risk areas. Now, this was after three immigration depots became the centre of new COVID-19 outbreaks. DG Hisham warned that it was also crucial for the Health Ministry to look into screening every individual currently incarcerated at other detention centres or risk a surge in new cases. Now, have these new high-risk centres been ignored in the public health response for COVID-19? Joining us on the line to discuss this further, we have Tan Sri Zaman Khan, former Director General of the Prisons Department. Tan Sri, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Now, I'd like to begin by asking you, what do you make of the Health DG's concern that prisons are also considered high-risk areas for the spread of COVID-19? And given your experience working in correctional facilities, how concerned should we be?
Well, I've been at the prison nearly 20 years now, but I do keep track with what is the development there. You see, overcrowding is dangerous. In the past, we didn't have this COVID-19. We have other diseases. That too was a threat to us, as skin disease and all that. And then now that this one, this new phenomena, Corona 19, looking at the discussion on TV and reading the newspapers and all that, the chances of transmission is very real. To the extent that we have now got to wear masks, we have to wash our hands. So many do's and don'ts, see?
Yeah. Can I ask you a quick question around the incidence of tuberculosis, of TB in our prisons? That was a concern. What do you know of why TB found itself present in the prisons and was uncontrollable for some time?
Well, I know that there were cases of TB in the prison. But then, you see, when I was there, there was only one doctor to look after the prison in the country. He's based at Kajang. And then all the other things are being handled by prison wardens. Who are prison wardens who are not medical assisted, but they're trained to look into the problem. It's quite true. There were TB cases before, but if there is sufficient medical officers attached to the prison, I think this problem will not arise.
Tan Sri, you mentioned overcrowding in Malaysian prisons. Now, I'm wondering, because I've heard medical experts urge the government to grant an early release to non-violent offenders, especially those serving short sentences, to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks in overcrowded prisons. What do you think about this proposal? Do you think that this is a feasible proposal for that?
Violent prisoners are dangerous. Before you say release them within a short time on that, let us be very careful about it. Do we want to see people assaulting others in outside just because we want to avoid overcrowding? Do you want to see murders taking place? Okay. Do you want to see rape taking place?
What about non-violent prisoners? I mean, would the proposal to release non-violent prisoners to avoid the spread of COVID-19 in prisons, could that help?
That is different. You see, for a long time, when I was there, we were fighting for probation. So these non-violent prisoners, if they show sort of good character while serving in the prison for whatever the time, then they could be put on prison. They can be put on probation, where you can impose a restriction on them. For example, you can ask them to wear this equipment to put on their sort of wrist or something like that, so that we can, let's say, A is supposed to be indoors from 8 to 6 in the morning.
Right.
So, right. This would be like tracking devices to make sure those on parole or keep within the conditions, right?
That'll be better, yeah.
But sir, let's look at the question of reforming our prisons. You mentioned earlier that during your time there was one doctor, so on and so forth. Why haven't prisons been upgraded? Why haven't the health services in prisons been upgraded? Is it a question of money or is it a question of political will?
We want it. Is it medical? The doctors with the Ministry of Health. I am president of the Ministry of Home Affairs. To be honest with you, even the doctors also, when I was there, don't last long because he's alone, confined, more like a prisoner, you know. So it is not very sort of interesting for them. They want a better challenge at the outside.
Well, what would you like?
The prison. Mm-hmm. When I was I was the director there, we were asking for more religious people to be recruited into recruited to teach to get the prisoners to pray or to behave themselves, all that. But then there was only one ustad. There was only ustad based in Kajang.
So it's a lack of resources, Tan Sri? Is it a lack of resources that's prohibiting the reform of prisons?
Say again?
Is it the lack of resources that has prohibited the reform of prisons so far?
I don't know. But I think we were given quite a good sort of budget, but just to cater for the prison by itself, you see.
I see.
As a recruitment of religious teachers, mm-hmm. doctors, all these things.
Okay.
I think it is through if religion must be judging that, and then if doctors, the Ministry of Health.
Right. Tan Sri, can I ask you, what would you like to see in terms of prison reform? Is it the design of the prisons? Is it the management of the inmates, the protection and the welfare of staff? What would you like to see?
I think, first and foremost, I think you said something about the design of the prison. Make it more, less rigid as it has been all the time. And I know I went to America to see the prison there also. They have a very rigid control. Where you can only pay at a certain time, and how many minutes you pay and all that. So even the prisoners have to talk nicely to the warders and all that. Eh? But in this country, I think our prisoners are quite sort of tame, you know. So much so, when I was senior director general, I took a whole group of judges, including the chief judge, to Sungai Buloh, to show them the condition inside and all that. And then we went to the carpentry shop at block, where the detainees are doing carpentry and all that, with the hammer, with the axe, with the saw and all that.
Right.
And the former chief justice, approached one man who was holding a hammer to nail something. So the chief judge asked him how long he had been here, for what offense, all that. So the man looked at me. He said, "Ini orang tahu lah saya pasal apa saya sini." Actually, he was the man, he was the leader of the man who robbed our tourists from Serdang, who went to Singapore, a state hotel, and they robbed the tourists. And then came back, and there was a cooperation of Singapore police.
Okay.
I managed to arrest him before he reached Sudan.
Okay. Well, Tan Sri, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're running out of time. And I want to thank you so much for speaking with us tonight and sharing some of your experiences as the former Director General of the Prisons Department. Thank you, Tan Sri.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. After this, we're going to hear from Sohakam Commissioner Gerald Joseph. So stay tuned to consider this.